Your voice matters. Yes, it does. And thank you for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 399, for part 4 of our new series, Your Voice Matters, Tips for New and Inexperienced Speakers. Part 4 today, and our title is Plenty of Preparation. I know that doesn't sound the most exciting thing, but believe me, it's going to make a massive difference to your ability to communicate well, to be clear, and to enjoy preaching and teaching. So let's dive into it today. And this comes from a tip sent in by Nick Wynn, who's in Lusaka. Thanks, Nick, for this tip. And if you have a tip, do send one in. He says, "Hi, Malcolm. Thanks for all you do." Thank you very much. His tip is to read the book Biblical Preaching by Haddon Robinson. I've got it on the shelf behind me here. It's a fantastic book. One particular key nugget he gives, in my opinion, and has helped me tremendously, says Nick, is your preparation. For every 10 minutes you speak, at least 4 hours of prep. 4 hours prep for 10 minutes speaking. How do you feel about that? Now, I think the point is very valid. I actually went back through the book and couldn't find the exact reference, but I know what you're talking about is something that Haddon Robinson values. Let me give you a quote from the book, from page 56 of the book, which is about this kind of idea. He paints the picture here, Haddon Robinson. He says, "On a cold, gloomy morning, a preacher worked on his sermon from breakfast until noon with little to show for his labor. Impatiently, he laid down his pen and looked disconsolately out of the window, feeling sorry for himself because his sermon was coming so slowly. Then there flashed into his mind an insight that had profound effect on his later ministry. Your fellow Christians, he thought, will spend far more time on this sermon than you will. They come from 100 homes. They travel hundreds of miles in the aggregates to be at the service. They will spend 300 hours participating in the worship and listening to what you have to say. Don't complain about the hours you are spending in preparation and the agony you experience. The people deserve all you can give them." Well said, Haddon Robinson. I remember delivering a teaching day on expository preaching somewhere around 2005. And in one of the Q&A sessions, somebody asked me how long I spent in sermon preparation. And I replied that it was normally between 10 and 15 hours. I vividly remember a collective gasp going up from the group. Most of the people there were not on staff of the church. They were going to find that very difficult to spend that much time preparing for a lesson. I empathized and I felt that is challenging. But before you get overwhelmed with the kind of preparation we're talking about here, let me give you some quick tips that will help you, because I believe good lengthy preparation can be done, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Tip number one, start early. Start early. Decide or discover your text as soon as you possibly can, preferably at least a month in advance. If you're the one choosing, just choose, pray, choose, and then decide and get on with the preparation. If you're assigned your text or topic from somebody else, ask the person responsible for plenty of notice. Start early. It means you can really think about it. You don't have to cram at the end. You've got time to think deeply. You've got time to apply the text to your own life. It makes all the difference. Number one, start early. Number two, second tip, make your text your devotions as well as your study. Somebody once said that we should separate our devotional life from our Bible study, and I think that's a mistake, or lesson preparation. I think it's a mistake. The intent may be good. It wants us to make sure that we don't get too academic. But I do think that our preaching will have much greater authenticity if we've applied the text or the topic to our own lives, and that comes through devotional life, offering the text and our thoughts about it to God and asking Him for His insight and wisdom and power to apply it to our own lives. It means praying through the text. It means praying about the topics in the text. It means meditating on the text, reading the text slowly with consciousness of God's presence. It means asking God to show you how to apply it to your own life. That makes a big difference. So don't separate your Bible's study preparation for a lesson from your own devotional life. Thirdly, speak as long as you can. Speak as long as you can. Now, hang on. I don't mean speak for 3 hours because you are a long distance lecturer. You're a marathon lecturer. That's not my point. No, my point is to not speak longer than your preparation allows. So if you only have a couple of hours of preparation time for a lesson, don't speak for 30 minutes, especially if you're inexperienced. Speak for 5 minutes. Speak for 10 minutes. Leave your audience wanting more. That's fine. Bear in mind, some of the parables are remarkably short, aren't they? Even the long ones are basically short, and the short ones are really short. They are short in length, but they are not short in impact, are they? We are still talking about them 2,000 years later. More on that in a moment. So those are your tips for today. Here's a reflection point for you. Read the short parables of Jesus. Reflect on the preparation that went into their creation. I don't think they popped into Jesus's head fully formed. He'd been thinking about God, thinking about scripture, thinking about the people around him and the context and what they need. Those parables may be short, but their profundity is a sign of careful and lengthy preparation, in my opinion. And here's a question for you to think about. How much time do you have for preparation? Not how much time would you hope to have, but realistically, how much time do you actually have between now and your next lesson? How can you make the most of that time? And what kind of lesson and how long a lesson will it allow? Fit the length of your lesson and the type of lesson to the amount of preparation time you have. That's an authentic and honest way to do your preparation. I've given you some additional scriptures in the show notes with the 7 shortest parables of Jesus. Have a look at those and see what you make of them. By the way, leave me a comment if you've got any thoughts. We learn best when we're learning in community. Why not join me for AIM UK and Ireland? We're starting New Testament Survey in March 2025. You can sign up for that by going to aimukandireland.com. Got any questions about the Bible, drop me a line. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org. And please pass this link on, subscribe, leave a review if you wouldn't mind. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care. God bless.